Hello, girls. It's Darla Shine, happy housewife number one, supreme goddess of all housewives, on my own website at least. Dana, how are you? You know, we've had some drama once again in the website this week. It's always good. It gets the blood pumping. And I've decided that women are just crazy. We are all crazy, hormonal, you know, on the edge. You know, mothers, and I just bought a coffee mug yesterday, which describes what we are, and it is mother on the edge, watch out, here I come. In fact, I think we need to make bumper stickers that say, back off, housewife on the move. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. I'll get it done.
I think it's a great idea, but you know what? Once a month, we always go through some kind of, you know, drama on the website, which is hysterical. Do you hear that sound, Dana? That is that AOL sound where people sign into the computer. We have to find a way to shut that off. Whenever I do a podcast, I have this sound that people are opening doors. What is that? How do we fix that setting?
Oh, I'll tell you about it later. You can shut it off.
I'm going to just shut off AOL while we're doing this podcast. So
goodbye,
AOL. I love AOL, by the way. I know you're not
AOL.
Big AOL. I think AOL is the housewife's best friend. You're lonely. You don't have any girlfriends in your area. You always have the AOL guy every morning. Good morning. You have mail. I love that guy. In fact, I think that they should put that guy with like an image, even if it's not him. Like we should open the AOL button and there's some hunk, you know, wearing like a little G-string bikini. Speaking of hunks, Dana, girls, wait until you see Renee's hunky, hot hubby. On our Send Us Your Hot Man in Uniform contest. He is cute.
Is he?
Except she sent us a picture of him in uniform. I think we need to change it, that the man has to be wearing a thong. What do you think?
I don't know. I think there's something to be said about a man in uniform. I love
it. It's cute, but I know, but I want to see the pecs.
Oh, Lord.
I want to see the pecs. But crazy, Darla, as if I don't have enough to do, Dana, between my children, my house, my kids, my husband, the craziness, the website, and all the other projects that I'm working on, and my two dogs, my two gigantic bearded collies that are 80 pounds each, I went, and a sucker that I am, that I swore I would never buy a puppy from the disgusting puppy store, but guess what I did?
You bought a cat.
We bought a little puppy from a disgusting pet store. And the puppy's probably from a puppy mill somewhere, but he is so cute. He is a little tiny teacup Yorkshire Terrier. And we went into this puppy store and like a fool. First of all, ladies, never take your children in a puppy store. Just don't ever go in. Because you cannot come out without a dog. It's impossible.
It is. It is impossible.
And my better judgment, and the woman who owns the shop was like this disheveled woman who needs a complete makeover. I mean, she herself looks like a dog.
Oh.
She looked like a golden retriever. People who are in the pet business start to look like dogs. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, they do. They actually say that about pet owners. There have been websites, I wish I could remember, where they had a picture of the pet and then a picture of the owner, and they start looking similar.
Well, this woman, she, you know, she was the epitome of every puppy mill woman that you could ever imagine. She was like, just looked disheveled to me. Like she just came out from like breeding a bunch of dogs in the back room. Anyway, I never would buy a dog from a place like that because my better judgment says that they're going to be sick. They're going to come down with worms and all this other crap. And what do? I pick up this little puppy. I couldn't leave him there.
Aww.
The store had no air. The store had no air conditioning, Dana.
Oh.
Which I have to start a big stink. I have to make a report. Hannah, move the puppy from out of there. The store had no air conditioning. The puppies were like on top of each other. It was just gross. So this little tiny dog, I had to save him and bring him home. And that's the story. And his name is Max. And he's very cute. And Hannah, who's standing right here, has been holding him since we got home. She's just obsessed. The poor little thing is never going to walk.
Aww.
He's never going to play.
You're going to have to get her one of those cute little bags to carry him in.
Well, I found a really cute website called divapup.com. And they have all these little diva things for the dog, which is really cute. So we have to order like a little princess bed. Even though it's a boy, we're just going to dress him up like a girl anyway.
You so can't do that.
Why? He doesn't know.
He knows.
He doesn't know. And that's a good question. Do you think if you have a little boy and you were dressing him in girl clothes, what do you think that would do when he's little?
I think he'd be gay.
That is so stupid that you said that. Do you really think that dressing someone in a
No.
girl outfit could make them gay?
No. No.
No, but this is my big question because Hannah asked me this question. I think it's so enlightening for a little girl her age. Hannah's shaking her head. She doesn't want me to say it, but it's a cute question. She said, "Mommy, why do boys have penises and why do girls have no penises?" So my question was, how would the mommies ever tell them apart, right? If you had a little baby and it didn't have any kind of genitalia, how would you know what it is, right?
Oh my Lord. It's
Are
still
you even there,
I'm
Dana? Is
here.
that such a freaky question for you out there in the sticks? Oh wait, but you said you weren't even in the sticks.
BFE.
Well, another part of the drama this week was that, one of our girls wrote that some of the moms in the sticks, I forgot what she wrote, like, I don't know, had bad grammar or whatever.
Something
Now,
about
I could.
moms in the sticks pretending like they know about the real world.
Right, well, first of all, I could really talk about all of this because I have crazy lunatic family where I have family from the sticks of, Kentucky, to family from the city, like all mixed together. And you know what? On both sides of the family, there are really smart people and there are morons. There are crazy people and there are normal people. So it really doesn't matter where you grow up. You know what really matters is how your mother and father raise you. If they raise you to be a backwards, freak, animal, lunatic, which I know a lot of people who live right here on Long Island in New York who are totally backwards, or you could raise someone to be completely, educated and smart and, have wonderful qualities and forget about even education, common decency. How about common sense, which I see a lot of people who are complete morons. The other night, I took the kids to a little restaurant over here, which is, do you have this Famous Dave's by you? Do you have that restaurant?
Oh, come
Or you have nothing by you?
No.
Near you, do you have it? It's like a little rib place, spare ribs.
No.
Anyway, we went to Famous Dave's, and next to us, there was a man and his wife, and the man was at least 1,600 pounds.
Oh.
I mean, it was really. Really ridiculous that here he is at a rib place and he's ordering the stack of ribs, like the big gigantic stack, and mashed potatoes and cornbread, and he's eating all this. And I'm staring over at him. Now, I say this all the time, it drives me crazy because at least order a salad as an appetizer, make me happy. Can I at least see you eat a salad? But this doesn't even get to the whole point of my story. So I'm annoyed that this guy is so heavy and he's eating spare ribs, driving me crazy. But Dana, he was wearing a t-shirt that had no sleeves. What are those t-shirts called
The muscle
that the men
shirts?
wear?
Aren't they called
What?
muscle shirts or something like that?
Right. He's wearing like a muscle shirt. And he continues to lean back on his booth and put his hands behind his head. You know the way guys do that where their armpits are exposed? So my entire dinner, I am looking at his big, hairy armpits with pieces of his detergent, his deodorant that he puts in, like they take the stick, rub it in all that fur, and big balls of white crap is hanging out of the fur, like a freaking caveman eating his spare ribs. Now, his wife was a really, pretty lady. She was put together, she was dressed nicely, and she's out with this slob. So, ladies, what I learned is that we have to remember that when we're in public with these men, they are reflection of who we are. So for God's sakes, before you go out of your house, make sure your husband's armpits are not full of deodorant. It was so disgusting. It ruined my whole appetite.
Oh, Lord.
Now that guy, he wasn't from the sticks, but even, wherever you live, even in the hottest city, let's say New York City. In New York City, there are people who live in the bad parts of New York City and the good parts of New York City. Everywhere you go, there's a good and a bad, a yin and a yang. And yeah, so there's nobody's got a perfect living situation, as far as I'm concerned.
I know I don't.
When are you going to move out of that place? Let's talk about Michigan for 1 minute. Michigan is a state that is dying.
It is dying.
This is, it's dying. You're losing your jobs. We're having all these problems. And this is something that you're working on. You're trying to get publicity for, Dana,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Now, I don't know. We only have, I think, about maybe 30 women who live in Michigan out of the whole website. Mm-hmm. And one thing is that people don't realize is just because the girls aren't posting in the forums doesn't mean that they're not there.
Right. Right.
So you need to, I think, you know, get on board with some of these Michigan girls who are in Happy Housewives Club and maybe start a little group that you could try and get publicity or put out a public campaign that says, let's save Michigan. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are we doing in this country? We're going to just let our states go under? I mean, well, right now, what?
Well, I was just.
What are people supposed to do if they don't have a job there?
Well, that's the thing, and it's heartbreaking because Michigan is in a huge decline, and it honestly, even if you get the best politicians in there working at it, it is going to take many years for Michigan to get back to where it even was, 8 years ago. And I do have a website called Save My Michigan, and I'm trying to get people mobilized to care enough because people are losing their jobs. We have one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. We have some of the highest gas prices. People are moving out of state. They are forecasting this year to have a 30% people moving out of state. Last year it was 10%. And people are finding jobs out of state and they're just leaving their houses. They can't afford two house payments, so they just let it go into foreclosure. Funding cuts are just terrible for the schools.
Why? It's, you know, is it because, I mean, remember that documentary years ago, Roger Me, that Michael Moore did? Now, whether or not anyone likes Michael Moore or not, the fact is this documentary showed how all the automobile industries that were in Michigan have gone to China, and now all those people are out of work.
Yep, and you're seeing that. And it's not just
–
and what people think is it's just Ford or GM or Chrysler. It's not. I mean, that's the beginning. But if they start laying off people and they start cutting their budgets, then some of the smaller manufacturing companies in and around Michigan, they have to close their door.
But Dana, it's a trickling effect. Mm-hmm. The big jobs, when you have big companies like Ford, Chrysler, when you have these companies, now my father lived in Michigan for a while when he was younger. He worked at those companies. Mm-hmm. He did, you know, very well for a while. Now, when you have these big companies, they, you know, people make a decent salary, they make a good wage, they have benefits, they go into town, they support all the other little things, all the small businesses, and then the whole town flourishes. All we do when we take all of our big companies and move them overseas, all we are doing is destroying this country. It makes me so upset. Mm-hmm. And I can't understand how anybody could not be scared for their future. I don't know what everyone expects their children to do. And everywhere you go, all I see is illegal immigrants working the jobs. And it's making me crazy.
Yep.
Where are all the people who used to have that job? Where are they?
Honestly.
Even when I drive down the road, you go to the pizzeria, you go to the stores, you go everywhere you go. I was just at the California Pizza Grill a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Every single person working there is an illegal day worker.
Yep.
Where are all the American people who used to work there? I don't understand. In the food stores, all of these people. Now, I read something. This is really disgusting. But they're going to try and break up the post office. Did you read about this?
No.
I read that the post office, they were going to try and break that up. And, I mean, the next thing you know, we're going to be seeing day workers delivering our mail.
Well, I think that when it comes to, you know, the immigrants, I think it's there's so many different facets. I think you're having.
Yeah, and I don't want to get into a whole discussion
okay,
on immigration
fine.
Because I can talk about that for like 3 hours and I could completely freak out. We should actually do a whole podcast devoted to that.
I think so.
But let's stick to what's really important right now in my life, which is what on earth is going on with this girl? I'm obsessed with the story. I love the story. It has everything that anybody could ever want in a story. This missing pregnant girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's this girl who has two babies with this cop who's married to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
She goes missing. There's blood everywhere. And then a little newborn baby is found the next town over. Have you kept up with this story?
Yeah, well, the last I read was that the baby, they had done a DNA swab on the baby. Did they get results back yet?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're supposed to be up to date so I can ask you these questions, Dana. What's the point of me having you on?
Well, okay.
I don't know, but come on. It's obviously her baby. Somebody cut that baby out.
I don't know.
I mean, it's happened. I've seen it on Lifetime.
Yep. It's very suspicious for sure. But the mom thinks
And this
that
is a perfect Lifetime movie.
Yeah, it is. We'll see it on by the end of the year for sure.
It's a perfect Lifetime movie. But here's another example of some disgusting, sick, twisted guy who doesn't want this girl to have his baby, just like Scott Peterson, who goes and does this, kills the woman. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I don't understand what is missing in people like that. You know what I mean? Like, their brain is wired weird, I think.
Hannah, the puppy's chewing the wire for my podcast. Can you get him? Anyway, so it's just, you know, the story is really sickening. But on a bigger level, domestic abuse is so prevalent still in our society. And Dana, we are always talking about being a happy housewife and, woo, you know, you want something, go give your husband a BJ and have some sex and all this stuff. But the truth is, you know, we're living in la-la land, our girls and our website. We all, thank God, most of us are very lucky that we have great husbands and we're not dealing with this issue. But when, you know, our member a few weeks ago, Chaney, went through this story with her husband and she was being physically abused and she asked for a divorce and he tried to take the child. Ultimately, he killed himself, ran himself into a wall. But this is a person who's out of control. Thank God he didn't get his hands on her. Thank God this girl was in a shelter.
Yes.
And, yeah, and thank God we have shelters for women to go to. So, all of my happy housewives, I do encourage you to find out what the shelters are in your area and do something. Bring your old clothes to those shelters. Bring your old blankets, your old baby toys. Because sometimes these women, they go there, and they're there for 30 days. I did volunteer work in a shelter by my house, Dana, years ago. And, you know, some of these women are there for, you know, a couple of months with their kids.
Yeah. Or, you know, underground. Do you remember seeing that there was a movie on Lifetime, Faith, what was her name? Faith.
Oh, I saw it where she was on that in that underground network.
Yeah.
Around.
Yep.
Right. Do you realize that you and I, our entire reality and our statistics and all our news information comes from either Lifetime or Star Magazine?
My grandma would be so proud.
We don't really know if anything's factual that we say. We should put a disclosure on the podcast. All stuff is completely made up from Darla. We have no idea if any of it's true. It's just made up. But some things I don't make up, which is this. Eating healthy and living healthy. And, you know, I want all of our girls to go to my favorite website, which is Shirley's Wellness Cafe. And, Dana, we are putting together, you know, I know that a lot of the girls are getting all hot and horny for our new domestic page. But, girls, you have no idea how much work it takes to put these pages together.
Yes.
When you're trying to do all these other things. And summer is here. Summer is here for one day already. I can't take it, Dana.
I know. It's hard.
It's a full-time job. The winter is so easy. The kids come home from school. It gets dark like an hour later. Mm-hmm. You're stuck in the house. You do homework. You take a bath. You go to bed.
Right.
Summer now, my kids have been home for a week. And get up, outside, in and out, mud in the house, tracking, dirt. Going in the pool. All I do is wash pool towels.
No, jeez.
And I can't get anything done in my house because I have to sit next to the pool to be the lifeguard, to watch the kids.
Yep.
And then all the other kids from the neighborhood show up, and I have to be the Kool-Aid mom. And all I do is make iced tea, bring out chips, you know, go back and forth. And I really, I can't take the coffee clutching with the mothers.
I don't have that part of it, but the constant trying to keep them busy. And, I mean, my kids go outside a lot, but there's, you know, it's hard. It's a lot more work for sure.
It's a full-time job. Summertime is a full-time job for moms. I love it. I mean, I love my kids being home. I love having them with me, so I love summer for that. But it is exhausting. So I don't know, Dana. I think that we really just have to become slackers.
Become what? Slackers?
Slackers. I think that we need to slack off for the summer. Hannah, if you climb into that cage, you're going to be punished. No, you're going to land on the puppy and you're going to squish him. Leave him alone. My daughter now climbs in and out of the dog cage that I bought yesterday, this little playpen dog cage. But this puppy is only 2 pounds. If she lands on him, he's going to be squished.
Oh.
But what I was going to say is I have been trying to get back into my routine, Dana, which I've gotten out of, and I can feel the effects on my body.
Mm-hmm.
The past year, working so much on the website and being obsessed with the forums, I'm in the forums all day long, and I haven't been obsessing about my health as I normally do.
Yeah.
So I've been getting back into looking at all of my great websites like Shirley's Wellness Cafe and reading all about the latest holistic, you know, cures for things that can help us. And so I'm reading around and I'm finding all these great new things. And I realize we have got to add, after we're done with the domestic page, we have to add a health page so we could bring this information to the women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this other magazine that I really love, this Delicious Living magazine.
Uh-huh.
There is all of these great articles about, you know, basic things that you need to eat to make sure that you have optimum health.
Ooh.
And, yeah, and it's so easy, really. It's amazing to see. I'm flipping through it right now. That basic things that you can eat, which is, let's put it this way. Just eat when you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't snack when you're not hungry. Feed your body only when it's hungry. I mean, that's a basic, obvious rule, right?
Right.
But, you know, eat. You know, I'm sitting out by the pool. The neighbors show up. And, of course, I got to do this coffee clutch thing, which I can't stand. And then I start eating chips or whatever junk I put out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thing is to eat in season. We've been talking about that a lot.
Yes, definitely.
Hold on. Hannah, move away from the puppy. Okay, so let me get the – I have to get the puppy collar, Dana. Yeah, and I saw this thread from our women who are going to try and take this diet drug.
Uh-huh.
Did you read that?
The Ollie or Allie or whatever it is.
This Allie thing that makes you sick if you have too much fat. I mean, are these women crazy? I wrote on there, I said, why don't you just have your husband hit you on the side of the head with a baseball bat every time you go for a Twinkie? Why don't you just do that? Girls, I love you all. Do not take this drug. It's brand new. The FDA hasn't really done any testing on it. Look what happened with Fen-Phen.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of women died. There are huge class action suits with Fen-Phen.
Yep.
And there are healthy fats and there are negative bad fats. Now, the healthy fats that are great for your body, like the omega fish oils, your brain needs that to function properly.
Mm-hmm.
Your body needs that so your skin is nice and soft and subtle. And the healthy fats, Dana, are nuts. Not the Planters salted peanuts, but the natural real nuts, you know, and hazelnuts and walnuts and all these great nuts that you could get. You know, the fresh nuts, you could get them from in bags from Trader Joe's, the Price Club.
Mm-hmm.
And avocados.
Yes.
Avocado is a great, beautiful, healthy fat. Salmon has healthy fat. Your body needs this.
Mm-hmm.
Your body just doesn't need the fake fat, the crap, the Oreos. The cheese doodles.
Or the homemade.
The Doritos, Vicky. All those things.
Or the pan of homemade brownies that I made last night.
How were they?
Oh, they were so good. Oh.
What do you mean by homemade? Did you make them from scratch or from the box?
No, I found a recipe on Toll House, and they're really easy. But, yeah, you make them from scratch. You use chocolate chips, and they're really fast and easy. I loved them. I needed chocolate last night, so it was really good.
Well, let me read this little article that I have, because a lot of our moms are complaining that they have no energy, that they're tired. So listen to this. Are you feeling run down, achy, generally off? Perhaps your body's pH is out of whack. An emerging and controversial diet theory called pH balancing suggests that eating foods to lessen your body's overall acidity, in particular, like consuming alkalizing plant foods, will improve your health and give you lots of energy. Now, who's been saying this for years? You need to eat greens, salads every day, and you will have enormous energy.
Mm-hmm.
And If your body is alkaline, Dana, you cannot have cancer. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
If your body has too much pH, that's when you can get sick and get cancer. But when your body has an equal level or you have more alkaline, you can have cancer. Now, I read that Kevin Trudeau's book. What?
Don't they have pH testing strips like at Walmart or whatever that you can just
They
test?
do. I have them
Yeah.
upstairs.
Do you pee on
And
them
I'll tell
or?
you, a couple of times I peed on them and I saw that I was really in the dark green over pH level and I was freaked out the whole night. I can't sleep. I have cancer running through my body. So
Oh.
it's not, I don't know if it's a good idea to be testing yourself, but anyway, so we're going to start all these beautiful articles, all this great information. We're going to start a whole page on healthy eating, healthy living, and another thing, Dana, which a lot of people are starting to turn to is organic clothes, bedding, and products. Let's put it this way. Think about this. Every night we sleep on our beds that are made mostly with, horrible products that have formaldehyde sprayed in it and all this other crap. And for 8 hours a day, your body is on this product. Think about your pillow. Half of us buy these cheap crap pillows that have, like, God knows what kind of rubber on them, dipped in chemicals. I once bought, do you have one of those foamy bed pads for your bed?
I don't. No.
Well, I once bought one of those at Macy's, and it smelled like it was dipped in formaldehyde gasoline. I don't know what.
Ugh.
It had the worst smell. It was so disgusting. I mean, think about it. We lay on these products 8 hours a day. How can that be healthy for our bodies?
I think that in the years to come, you're going to see more and more of this stuff coming out. Like, did you know?
Well, they do now. They have organic beds. This is what I want to tell you. They have organic beds. They have all natural bedding, that doesn't have any chemicals. All the rug companies are starting to put out rugs that are all natural, with not made with any chemicals. Years ago, Oprah did a show where a little boy, in fact, I think it was Kelly Preston, John Travolta's wife, who was saying the household chemicals and the rugs, all these things. Your children lay on these products, they're doing their homework on these rugs, and they can't behave, they can't think properly because they're on all these chemicals.
It's
It's
insane.
disgusting. But another, what?
I was just saying it's insane. And here's another thing I didn't know about, but did you
Take it
know,
away.
do your kids drink from the garden hose?
No.
They
You
don't?
got who you can't do that. You do that?
Well,
Are
yeah.
you crazy?
No. But did you know that garden hoses have lead in them?
Forget about lead. God knows what the hell else they have with them. They're big, disgusting rubber thing. Bugs and crap and rats could be living in there for all you know over the winter. And besides all that, all of the rubber, and listen to this, what I read in another article, all of the rubber and the plastic isn't even being produced in the United States. It's being produced now in China, like everything else. And they don't have to live up to our standards. So, for example, this is one of the problems that we're having with the baby bottles is with the bisphenol A. These standards are not standards that we would have had in the United States, but because they're being made in China and we're buying this stuff, the stuff isn't as good. So the hoses aren't the same hoses we had as kids. The plastic in the heat, the hot summer heat, all that plastic and rubber, it's all seeping it out and into the water. So besides the lead, yes, there's lead, there's chemicals. What did you think? Did you think that that was going to be clean, fresh, nice water out of the hose?
Well, I didn't. I grew up drinking out of the hose. Come on.
Well, everything we did as kids, it's all over. We grew up, guess what? My mother in the summertime, she didn't hate the summer like we do. Guess why? Because in the morning, she would lock us out of the house. She'd throw us in the backyard. She would lock the door. At lunch, she would throw out a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And we weren't allowed back in till dinner. We played in the mud. We drank out of the hose. We rode our bikes around the neighborhood. My mother didn't know what the hell we did all day. We were outside being kids. But now you can't do that because now we have to worry about our kids being abducted. We're getting pesticides sprayed on them. God knows what else we have to talk about and be worried about.
It's
It's not the
insane.
same world. It's very sad, Dana.
It is.
But I'm going to change it. And you're going to help me.
Oh, okay.
And All of our ladies in our Happy Housewives Club, together we are going to make it an old-fashioned good world to live in. And that doesn't mean one of our members, I don't remember who, wrote that she thought that this was like our website was this, had this big political agenda. No, it doesn't. I'm not, you know, I'm not stouting one thing or another. But you know what I am pushing? I am pushing living a good, decent life and being a good person and being healthy and raising your kids the best you can. And I think that's what we all want, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's what we all want. And we want safer communities. Everyone needs to look at my Big Brother button that we put up there, Dana.
Yes.
We need to look at that. And, you know, I just think that we can all pitch in and try and save the environment, save our bodies, and together we can make a difference. So, Dana, what are you doing today?
I am this afternoon going over and watching a friend of mine's kids so she can go to the doctor. That's what I'm doing. Woohoo.
All right. Well, before you do that, before we leave, I just want to finish up with this article that I was reading before. And I don't want to read the whole thing out loud. But basically, ladies, you need to make sure that every day you have a handful of blueberries, a kiwi, an apple. Maybe not all of these, but every day you need to have some type of fresh berries and fresh greens.
Yes.
If you can juice, that'd be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you making sure you're doing this, Dana?
Well, I don't have a juicer, but as far as like fresh berries and stuff, we've got wild strawberries and blackberries and stuff growing around here. So we eat those every day.
Now, they're growing on your property?
Yeah. Yep.
You could like pick them and put a little farm stand together. Wouldn't that be cute?
Do you think I have time? No, my kids just go out and they pick the blackberries off the bushes. And actually, my strawberry plants, they're actually in my yard growing as part of my yard. It's weird. So.
Well, that's cute. That's really nice. That's nice. I can't remember the last time I had a blackberry.
Oh, really? Oh, they're so good. And you know what else is really good?
In the store.
You know what else is really good is in Montana, they have huckleberries. Have you ever had huckleberries?
I don't think I've had a huckleberry, no.
Oh, man. They're better than anything else. They are way better than blueberries, blackberries, or strawberries combined. But they're expensive
because
they're hard to find. Yeah. Oh, they're awesome. They make the best muffins. They're really, really good. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to try that. And what I'm going to do, Dana, is we're going to put up this article on measuring your pH, making your body more alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put up this article on eating healthier during the summer and eating what's in season. We're going to work. We got to get this domestic page done because Vicky's like freaking out and threatening to start doing it on her own in the forums. Vicky, calm down, girl. Relax, babe. It's coming.
I'm
It's quiet. Coming. Don't give away all the secrets. What?
Mm. I was just saying I'm trying. It is a lot
it's
of
hard,
work.
But
it is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And you know what? Like I said, you know, I don't think we should work that hard over the summer. Do what you can do. I'm doing all I can do. And little by little, we'll get it done. The overall theme of the summer, if you read my blog, is to really enjoy the children, to not stress so much over the house, and to have fun and not worry. Tonight, we're going to a Mets game New York.
Fun.
So It'll take me like 5 hours to drive there and like 7 hours to drive back.
Is Bill going with you guys or?
In the traffic. Well, Bill's going to meet us there from work, but the traffic getting in and out of Shea Stadium is like a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, between that and not sleeping because the puppy was up all night yelping.
Aww.
It's just going to be a fun summer. So, girls, let's join together. Let's be slacker moms this summer. Have fun with the kids, run in the sprinkler, laugh it off. Don't worry about your floor if it's muddy. And that's it. So, Dana, we have got to set a schedule, get the girls back on board. I need to do a podcast with Martha and Tanya and Tammy and all the girls. We got to get back on schedule. Even though we're being slacker moms, it's easy to chit-chat with the Skype on.
Yep. It's
one thing easy we can do because, let's face it, ladies, we're all on the phone anyway talking to one girlfriend or another. Are you on the phone all day talking to people, Dana?
Oh, my gosh.
Because
yes.
Whenever I call you, it says, Dana is on the phone.
Well, you like how Phil answers my phone now. Dana's house. It's not his anymore because all the phone calls are for me. So, yeah, I'm on the phone quite a bit.
And
I want
to
get one of those wireless headsets for it, though.
You got to get a wireless headset. And, girls, to wrap this up, let's not forget we're going Hershey August 3rd, August 4th for the East Coast girls. And then in the fall, we're going to plan something else. I don't know what yet. The puppy is yelping. I've got to take him to the bathroom. And, Dana, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good one.